Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, this practice in honour of full moon in Sagittarius. A beautiful place for this moon to be because Sagittarius represents our optimism, our passion to seek more, to see more. That might be through our enthusiasm to start new things, to try new things, go to new places. Feel that we want to go to far off lands. Or to perhaps take that journey inwards, that never ending journey deep into our own being, towards our hearts, perhaps our souls. And of course, we can take this journey through the practice of Yoga Nidra. And so just prepare for the practice by making yourself comfortable and warm. Perhaps cover the eyes or close the curtains. Wear socks, use blankets, and anything else that you feel you might need to allow yourself to feel really held by the practice, to treat this as a ritual of real self-care, journeying towards self-acceptance, so that we are able to fully step into the light that this full moon offers. The light radiates, it reflects. And so we can step into that light as we are, who we are, knowing that if there's anything we are not happy with or anything that we need to change, we can make the intention to implement those changes now at this time. The energy of the full moon will just stay with us for a short time before it starts to wane, and in that waning process we can shed all of those things that are no longer helpful. And so start to arrange the body in a comfortable position. And prepare to enter this practice of Yoga Nidra. And so this journey inward really begins with a journey around the body, through the body, taking your awareness to each part of the body that I mention, starting with the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm of the hand, the wrist, elbow, shoulder, the right armpit, the right rib, the right waist, the right hip, the knee, the ankle, and the sole of the foot, to the left side of the body, the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the armpit, the left side of the ribs, the waist, the left hip, knee, ankle, sole of the foot. Guide the awareness to the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, back of the right heel, back of the left heel, and then to the crown of the head, the crown of the head, to that space just a few inches above the crown of the head, crown of head, eyebrow center, the right ear, the left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, and tip of the nose. Be aware of the tongue, the chin, the throat, the breastbone, the navel, and the pubis bone. Sense the whole right side of the body, the whole left side of the body, the whole back of the body, the whole front of the body, the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Be aware of the space around the body. The space around the body. And the space within the body. Within the body. And sense the breath. How the breath is the bridge. Linking the space around you. And the space inside you. The movement of the breath. On the inhale, breathing in that space that is around you, and breathing out the space that is within you. The breath like a bridge, guiding you from one to the other. And as you become aware of the breath, imagine that as you inhale, you're breathing up both nostrils to that space between the eyebrows. And as you exhale, breathing back down. As you inhale, up both nostrils to eyebrow center. And as you exhale, breathing back down. It's as though you're breathing an upward pointing triangle from the nostrils to the third eye, eyebrow center. And just take a few more breaths. Imagine that you can feel, you can sense a breath from the nostrils to the eyebrow center on the inhale and back down as you exhale. And then imagine that the breath is starting from the elbows. So this time as you inhale, you can imagine the breath travelling up the arms to the eyebrow centre. And as you exhale, travelling back down to the elbows. That upward pointing triangle getting a bit bigger now. Directing your energy and your awareness to the eyebrow center as you inhale, and then splitting the energy and awareness down the arms back to the elbow as you exhale. And then we're going to change the direction of these triangles. So So starting at the elbows, as you breathe in, breathe out, and breathe from the elbows down to the pubis bone. Breathing in from pubis bone to elbows, and breathing out, elbows to pubis bone, creating your downward pointing triangle. And as you breathe out, all the awareness goes to the pubis bones at the front of the pelvis. Guide the awareness down to the hips and continue your downward pointing triangle, much smaller this time. Much more opportunity to really focus, to really imagine the breath uniting and then dividing at the pubis bones in front of the pelvis. As you finish your next exhale, release any effort from the breath and become aware of the spine running from the very back of the head down through the neck, the shoulder blades, middle back, lower back, fusing down at the sacrum at the back of the pelvis. Sense the spine. And notice that with your inhale, it's as like your body is expanding away from the spine. And as you exhale, everything softened back in towards the spine. And breathing in this way, sensing the gentle rise and fall of the ribs. Perhaps even sensing a more subtle sensation in the pelvis. The soft rise and fall of the belly. And the breath pulsating through the body. Imagine now that you are going to place bright and shining stars along the 7 major chakra centers. Starting with the crown of the head, place a bright star here. The eyebrow center, the throat, a star at the breastbone, a star at the navel, star at the pubis bone, and a star at the base of the pelvis. Again, go to the crown of the head. See that star shining brightly. Eyebrow center, star shining. The throat, the heart glowing. The navel, the pubis bones, and the very base of the pelvis shining. Imagine placing stars in the same place but on the back of the body. So towards the back of the crown of the head, a star. Behind the throat, at the back of the neck. Behind the heart space. Behind the navel. Behind the pubis bones. And again at the base of the pelvis. Bright shining stars. At the crown of the head, the back of the head, behind the throat, and behind the heart, between the shoulder blades, a star behind the navel, the back of the pelvis, and then again down at the base of the pelvis. This beautiful shape of shining stars. And then place a star on the right shoulder and elbow and wrist, a star resting in the palm of the hand. On the left shoulder, elbow and wrist, and in the palm of the hand. A star on the right hip, knee and ankle, and across the sole of the foot. A star on the left hip, knee and ankle, and the sole of the foot. Star shining over the body. A new adventure has begun, lighting the way for new paths, new routes, new journeys. How will you express yourself today? Be aware of the deep stillness within the body. Know that the body is resting. Everything is okay. The body is resting. The breath is flowing. And we are practicing Yoga Nidra. Be aware of the surrounding that you are in. Be aware of the person that you are, your gender, your age, your work, your appearance, how you feel about yourself. And consider how it would be to hang all of these labels up, just like you were hanging up coats as you came into your house, just hanging up these labels, defining who you are, just hanging them up neatly, not throwing them away, treating them with respect, but just hanging them up, almost as though you are shedding some layers of old skin, and feeling light, and that sense of lightness to the body now, feeling light. And feeling heavy and knowing that you are held by the surface on which you lie. You are heavy, but you are held just as you are. However you change and grow through this life, you are being held. And with the awareness moving back now to the eyebrow center, our third eye, imagine what adventures you'd like to have. What will you do with this one wild and precious life? And maybe more importantly, who will you be? Know that this is the practice of Yoga Nidra under the light of the full moon, the flower moon in May. Allow yourself to rejoice as the flowers are in bloom, as the moon does shine. And know that we draw towards the end of this practice. Take your time. Bring some movement to fingers and toes. Bring some movement to the breath, maybe a sigh or a yawn. Stretch, wiggle, smile. You have been practicing Yoga Nidra, and this practice is now over. Take your time, perhaps have a little something sweet to eat. And this practice is over. Thank you for listening. Namaste.